He's a woman, alive, for reasons that he could not comprehend. He would gaze at her long flowing hair that curled around her scantily clad body like asps. She carried a newborn that seemed to have been born prematurely. In her eyes, he could see deception and great fear. He turned his gaze from the woman to the beast, and for a moment, felt there was something familiar about this place. He moved closer, stepping over the mutilated bodies sprawled between him and that entity. The beast turned toward him, sneered. Then there was a flash of black light. The vision always ended at that point, and he always emerged from it covered in a cold sweat, his heart pounding. Alex looked toward the building and then at his dashboard. This night, above all others, he had to go inside. Yet he sat in his car, hesitating and rubbing his legs together against the cold. Finally, he got out of his black Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, locked the door, and walked toward the conference center. "What the hell am I doing here?" he asked himself. Yet in the back of his mind, he already knew the answer. During the time he had been attending these seminars, he knew that most of what he heard from other researchers and witnesses were well-fabricated hoaxes. If anything was true of supernatural circumstances, it was his own life. His life was a classic example of one supernatural incident after another. So many things had changed after the deaths of not only his fiancée, but also his parents. After the death of his fiancée, Allison, there were times when he would catch a glimpse of her spirit, drifting around either in his parents' home or by her gravesite. He had experienced many unusual things, like the time his mother's antique vase flew off the mantle and shattered against the opposite wall. Alex entered the conference center. He went to room 4, where the meetings normally took place, and chose his usual seat, 4 rows from the back. He sat alone, which was how he preferred it. He was no longer the social type, and quite often crowds caused him to suffer panic attacks. Sometimes they were mild and bearable, yet other times the feeling of anxiety was so overwhelming that he felt like shutting himself away in his apartment where he knew he would be safe. They were always the same: increased heart rate, cold sweats, chittering, nervous speech. But sitting where he was, he felt safe, even from his own